Hi there, I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from our Health Discovered podcast. In this special episode brought to you by UCB, you'll hear why the color of your skin might impact how you're diagnosed and treated for psoriasis.
That letter wasn't about killing myself, but more so like a spiritual death, like killing the different parts of me that would not allow myself to truly live an authentic life because of psoriasis. And so it was so many people touched by the blog that they had sent it to the National Psoriasis Foundation. So a couple of the employees there at the time had messaged me and they were like, oh my gosh, we love your letter. We want you to come to a volunteer conference. And so that very next year, I was at my first National Psoriasis Foundation conference.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
How fun. Today we are live from the Man Up Conference here at the Morningstar, amazing Morningstar facility in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and we've got people that actually have a passion for the facilities. Very cool. I have with me David Herr, and David is actually with how would you call it, the real estate company or the?
Yeah, well, I do the sales of the community here, but I also do real estate in the side. Yes.
And so I love the term he uses for the places where Jeff lives are called refirement homes, right?
Yes, sir.
So not retirement homes, but refirement. I love that word, and that it's just pure genius.
Well, that one word encapsulates our entire vision, you know, rather than refirement where you're just done and waiting for whatever. This is engagement in kingdom activity and pursuing God and pursuing being useful.
Right, and when you're on this big campus, you will certainly feel that experience. And you'll know that, and as well as we are going to finish up with Jeff Carroll's story here in a minute, but you know me, it's if you got to do a little shenanigans here. So speaking of home, Christian, speaking of home, it's going to start in a second. He's got, you know, Christian, have you got the music going? Okay, we're going to do it without the music. I hope we're still connected. Well, these things happen when you're on remote. Sometimes you can't get everything you want. But there it comes.
Now it's time to play shenanigans.
All right. So then there's other music that's supposed to play. So, but it's okay. We're struggling. Oh, there it is. Okay. So speaking of homes...
Okay.
Right? Are you ready for this, Jeff? I hope so.
I'm ready. I've got my seatbelt on.
So David offers amazing values on these refirement homes. Amazing values. Do you know what they are?
Oh, what are they?
I mean, you bought one, so I would think you
I
would,
love it here.
You
know, I love it here. I love
you
it
would
here.
Know that,
yeah.
But the roof is on the house. I'm just telling you. The roof.
David's joke guy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And so, Christian, I hate to say this, but could you turn that down just a little bit? Because I can barely... Oh, there we go. All right. So David has also... He's a rich man in so many different ways, spiritually and everything else. But you may not know this. He did this in a way by selling refrigerators. Do you know why?
Why?
You got any ideas, David, how you did that by selling refrigerators?
Refrigerators.
You think about it, he's a real estate salesman,
okay.
Refrigerators.
It's time to put on your thinking cap here.
Some people would say that he's sort of a fridge magnet.
Nice.
But
right? If you got that, okay. picture on your refrigerator. And, you know, after the Man Up conference, all the closets, you know, everybody's been talking about, you know, taking it to the enemy. So after the Man Up conference, all the closets have been picking fights. Do you know why?
Why?
Wardrobes.
Wardrobes.
Cymbal crash.
So it's kind of like a war room, right? Right, yes, right, right, right. And so you knew at the end of that, I actually would have a riddle, a Bible riddle, for you to call in and win at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And I think this one's fairly simple. So from your perspective, when you think about this, where is home in the Bible? Where is home in the Bible? That's a deep question, I know, but I would love your answer at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if you can answer that question, Christian, tell them what they'll win.
They're going to win one of our fabulous prizes from the Kingdom Pursuit Prize Vault.
There you go. We have loaded up our prize vault for you. If you want to call us at 866-348-7884, tell us, what do you think home is in the Bible? So with that said, David, I have been reading your book.
Oh, thank you.
So David is an author, and I would suppose this is your first book.
It is my first book.
And I love, love, love the story of how this book came about. You know, not the first chapter, which we'll get to that in a minute, but sure. Actually how God put it on your heart when you first got in real estate.
Well, first of all, Robbie, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's quite an honor. You know, Robbie, I've been in real estate for 25 years, and in the early days when I'd have a cross sale with another agent, we'd run into some sort of problem. Termites, water in the basement, whatever, something we had to overcome to make the sale. And the other agent would just roll her eyes and say, I could write a book. Well, that's an expression we use, right? But in my mind, I was thinking, who would want to read a book of all your problems? Nobody's going to read that book. So yeah. that was then.
Yeah.
And then fast forward decades later, the Lord started to put in my mind, what if you gave a book of all the wonderful God stories where God would show up in the business world, and particularly with me in the real estate world, and do something incredible? And wouldn't that be an encouragement to people? So that's what this book is all about, Robbie.
And it is. And it is. And, like, talk about a God story. I don't even want to rob the joy of anybody from reading the first chapter, because, you know, what David asked me to do is, you know, to have peruse it and read the first chapter, because, you know, that whole idea of testimonies is a critical part of what your soul keeps, right? When you hear a good testimony, there's a deposit that's made in your soul that improves your faith, right?
Absolutely.
And so this book is loaded, loaded with stories where faith played the key role, right?
Yes.
And where, you know, as people listen to this, right, they get a chance to see, oh, God did that, and he did that, and he did that. And, you know, story is so much of it. So now, of course, this is a whole book full of them. And the name of the book, by the way, is I love the name of this book, When a House Buys a Person.
And, Robbie, that's the title of the first story. So I just, and it's such a fantastic story. That's got to be the title of the book, When a House Buys a Person.
Right. And so that story in its own way is a big time story of faith. First of all, your friend that had faith in you, had faith in God, followed what he'd asked you to do. But maybe we should let you tell that story.
I'll just whet the appetite. I won't give away
okay.
But you can actually read it for free on Amazon. The first story is for free. You can read it there. But a friend of mine was praying for my business. Well, first of all, how many people even have a friend like that? So
Wow. Thank
God for that. This guy's, I'm new in the business. He's praying for me. And the Lord says, his prayer is, Lord, he's Southern. Lord, bless Dave's business. And the Lord said, why don't you bless his business? Well, how would I do that? And he says, why don't you list your house with him? And he had no intention of selling his house and at all. And that was the first. And he's like, okay. So he talked to his wife, and then they called me in. And it was a bad market. It was not a good time to be selling a house. It was a buyer's market. And my counsel to my friend was, don't sell. This isn't a good time. Wait a couple of years. Call me in a couple of years, and we'll talk about it. And so he allowed that to stand, but then it continued to be pursuit of the Lord. No, you need to list your house with Dave. So he called me in. We got the house listed. And it became an incredible redemptive story. So that the sale of that house redeems two lives radically, and it's an incredible story.
And I would venture to say three.
Absolutely.
And then maybe even more than that because of the children involved. So, yeah, you're going to get all that. And we got more because we haven't gotten back to Jeff's story. We're going to get to that. Don't worry. We haven't forgot him. We haven't forgot your calls because you got to come tell us what you think is a home in the Bible. We'll finish up with more of David. It's all coming up on the next part of Kingdom Pursuit. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, and how fun. Today we are live from the Morningstar facility in Fort Mill, South Carolina, at Nikita Koloff's Man Up Conference, and we've had so many amazing speakers, General Boykin, which really fun. I should tell this anecdote because I think everybody needs to hear this. So, General Boykin, if you've ever met him, is kind of an intimidating guy, and I can't believe how beautifully they've treated me. Like, I can't. They have this green room area where I get a chance to essentially hobnob with, you know, the speakers and all this stuff. So I got to eat dinner with General Boykin and you know, Nikita and all these people were up there. And so Frank Shelton's son is there, and he's about 13 years old. Well, General Boykin sits down across from him, right? And General Boykin has sort of this intimidating presence, if you could picture this scene, and says to the young man, do you have a girlfriend? And, well, you know, he almost swallows his tongue as he's looking at this. And then, you know, the little boy, you know, says, well, I no, no, no. And he says, what, are you ashamed of her? Is she fat? And you had to see the whole, you know, it was just his sense of humor. But at the same point in time, coming from this very intimidating structure. But anyway, when we left our hero, David, we also have Jeff Carroll with us, who is one of the residents here at Morningstar and a radio guy that is from way back. So we're very anxious to hear the rest of his story when we get to that. But when we left David, he was sharing with us about his book and that first story. We kind of cut him off at the point in time that all these lives were redeemed, really, seriously redeemed as a result of your friend's obedience.
That's the key.
To God told him specifically, number one, get David to sell your house. Number two, you're going to get $134,000. We're not going to go into that part of the story because he didn't. But I'm going to tell you that's a key part of the story. Was it 134 or 136?
I think it was 34, and he specifically got that number in prayer. And I thought that was out of reach, you know, from the market at that time. This was many years ago. And but we got
he held your feet to the fire, that $134,000. And how all that story comes about is absolutely spectacular. And so, David, you want to make this story available to everybody easily on Amazon, right?
I do. It's such a fun book. That's one of 12 stories. The people who have read it have said how much they've enjoyed it. If you put in my name in the browser and you get to the book browser on Amazon, David Herr, H-E-R-R, or you can put in the title of the book, but you might not be able to remember it, but the title is When a House Buys a Person. by David Herr, and it'll pull it up. It's $12.95. Like I said, you can read that first chapter for free, and I think that'll whet your appetite. It's also available on Kindle for $3.49 on Kindle.
And I would recommend it. Like I've read a couple, three chapters, and it is one of those that, you know, there's not a lot of anything other than here's the stories, man, and here's the stories.
One fun thing that I do here that people have told me they really enjoy it. I give some real estate adages, and sometimes I break them, and sometimes I live by them. But how do real estate agents? You know, what are the rules? What do they go by? And so those little secrets are in this book as well.
That is so awesome. Well, we have Dawn is in South Carolina, and Dawn has an answer for our riddle. So, Dawn, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning. Can you hear me, Dawn? You're on the air?
Oh, good morning. Yes, hi.
Hey, wonderful. We're so grateful for you calling in. So do you know, from your perspective, what's a home in the Bible?
Well, I love John 14, verses 1 and 2, where Jesus said, I'm going to the Father, and where I'm going, you will go off. I'm making a home for you. And then I also love the Hebrew, the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet is a bet, and it means house.
It absolutely does. And interestingly, it also means understanding, right? And in its own way, right, it has to do with the Bible itself. If you read the 119th Psalm, there are 8 verses on the letter bet, and those verses that some of you probably will know, like I've hidden your word in my heart, that verse is in the bet section. There's a reason for that, right? And you know, that's a really beautiful thing. I love that. You know, those people who know me well, which you don't know that I love Hebrew, and so you get a special double whammy from the Kingdom Pursuits prize vault. So we're going to send you not one but 2 of something.
Wow,
maybe a book and a T-shirt. We got a lot of stuff,
well,
but we're going to send it out.
You know, it means family too. The house is where the family
lives. Oh, that's right, because Ben is son. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's why it lines up with Torah, because the son is the Word of God, right?
Yes,
so you make all those connections. That's beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless.
Oh, thank you, Dawn. Wow.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? It's really fun. So, David, in its own way, right, this house bought a person. In other words, Morningstar kind of bought you.
They did. So in 2008, when the real estate market was very bad, and we just happened to be kicking off something in this church, Morningstar Fellowship Church, where we were doing this active adult community we call a refirement center. And so now I've split my time between pursuing that, making that happen. We've been doing it for now 14 years, and it's gung-ho going strong, and also, you know, pursuing real estate as well.
And so talking about a redemptive story and the letter bet, since your caller brought that up, Dawn, the tower that's kind of the iconic thing for the Jim Breaker situation is now almost, you know, it's in the middle of construction. So this thing's going to be opened up. And I was blown away to find out that you guys have got commitments on a great deal of those apartments that are going to be opened up in that, right?
The interest has been overwhelming. It's just so fantastic. People, the concept of refinement and the concept of being engaged and having my senior years count for something is just an engaging message. And we're not just talking about it. I'm watching folks live this out. And Jeff here with us in the studio, live us here on Main Street, is a prime example, but I'll let you get to that. But yeah, it's just a fantastic thing to watch this play out.
Right. And so in its own way, you know, that when you think about the idea of what Dawn described as the letter bet and the home, right, is that when we have Jesus, right, we're home.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure.
I'm pretty sure in his presence is fullness of joy, and he is the son. And so it only makes sense that would start with a bet, right? Ben, if you might be familiar with that word, it's just a bet and a nun. And so away you go. How beautiful is that? And it really is, if you're here And I got to tell you, the worship music last night, which is that the actual Morningstar, one of their worship teams that played last night?
I believe that they have, rotating worship
teams. Oh, my goodness.
We do. We have six or eight
just
teams.
It's almost like God was thick in the room. Man, I just couldn't even believe it. And then all the talks and what went on. But we got to get back to your story, Jeff.
Oh.
So when we left our hero, Jeff, he was in the throes of deciding, am I going to be in radio or I'm going to be – and you met this professor who had a passion for radio. Yeah. And he was a disciple maker, apparently.
Yeah, Al Miller, and to this day, probably one of the biggest influences as far as my education. So I took that, and with that came experience and confidence. I'm like, I want to do this. So I then went to Columbia School of Broadcasting, and so there I learned about the word internship And so what that basically meant was I would go and show up at a radio station at 4 o'clock in the morning and at the time make coffee and Xerox. We still use that word, Xerox, but remember we would have the newspaper. I'd cut out newspaper clippings and Xerox it and then give it to the host so they could read it. And so if they said show up at 4 a.m., I was there at 3:30 a.m. If they said, Xerox.
And I would say that he's still that way because I said, we'll get here somewhere.
I told you I was
around 11 and about 9:45. Yeah. It might have been 9:30.
Right,
there's Jeff. Okay. You're still there. I love it. And when anybody who's ever worked in a radio station knows this, if you hang around a studio.
Yeah.
Okay. And my boss is Stu Epperson Sr., and he had the live show at 5 o'clock, which was kind of like the trademark show. It was called Truth Talk Live. Well, I cannot tell you how many times I would get this call about 5 minutes to five. Robbie, I'm about 15 minutes out, and I need you to step in and start the show. Well, what's the topic? I don't know yet. What? Or I've got a guy who's live in 80, and when he would come on, he wouldn't be there. And so if you're hanging around a radio station, if you're anywhere near a studio, they are going to pull you in, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. So after making copious amounts of Xerox copies of newspaper headlines, my big opportunity came to take the I look at a control board in a radio station like, the airplane, like you get to fly, right?
Right, right.
And I remember getting trained up, and so they would train you. But then there was like, okay, here are the keys to the car now. You're not going to operate the board. And so I started doing that. And then there was an opportunity to do a fill-in shift at a very small radio station. I then got an internship at Power 106 in Los Angeles. And so that was, you're in a major market, and so
were you a Christian at that point?
I grew up a Christian, but I really wasn't saved. You know what I mean? I mean, I went to church. I was raised Catholic, and so I come from Irish Catholic. That's my heritage.
We share that. Del Mara would be the name that my grandfather had. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to hear more of how Jeff ended up at Morningstar, which is really spectacular. We got another guest, actually an ex-professional wrestler by the name of Johnny West. So thank you, David. Again, the book is called...
Such an honor. When a House Buys a Person by David.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today, we are live from Morningstar's facility in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and the amazing Man Up Conference with Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare, the host of the Man Up Show here on the Truth Network, comes on at 12:30. He's going to be live at 12:30 from here as well, so you may want to tune back in for that. It's going to be amazing. He's got, who knows, if he's got General Boykin or Rick Joyner, somebody amazing. Might have Frank Shelton with him, all these amazing speakers that we've had here over the weekend. And we are joined now by a couple of amazing people that are at the event as well. We've got that we've been talking to, Jeff Carroll, who, again, you can hear, has got an extensive radio background, as well as another professional wrestler. His name, if you knew him back in the ring days, was Jerry West. John. But most people would know him as Wayne King. And so... And boy, has he got a story or two to share. You're going to want to be sure and stay tuned for that. But before we get all of that, I've got William from Ohio wants to tell us his idea of what home is in the Bible. William, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning, William.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
I'm so thankful for that. Where in Ohio are you?
I am in Troy, Ohio, a little place near Dayton.
Wonderful, wonderful. And the call letters of the station you're listening on?
106.5, The Truth Network.
Oh, that is awesome. 106.5 in Dayton, Ohio. Yes, I'm so glad you called, William. So what would you consider home in the Bible?
What I consider home is where there are believers in the Lord Jesus.
Oh, wow. Isn't that true?
Yes, yes, sir.
You know,
it's good.
Last night, I experienced that completely because Nikita had what they called a movie night. So we watched Remember the Titans.
Yeah, right? I was there, yeah.
And Nikita sat right next to me. And I can't tell you how many times he put his arm around me. And we were laughing at the stuff that we knew was coming. And there were all these people there that were all around us. And I looked at him and I said, this is heaven, isn't it? I mean, yeah. This you could feel God. You could feel his pleasure. You could feel all that when you're in a community like that. And I bet you've got that, William. Tell us about your community.
My community, I'd have to say, is a lovely and embracing community. They are good people. They worry about others. They tend to be less selfish and more selfless. And so it is a very good group of people who live the word and speak the word and with confidence.
Right. And you know what I always feel like when I'm in communities, that the people, like, they accept me as one of them. Like, I'm one of their favorites. You know, the idea of grace. Like, these people are really happy I'm here.
Yes, I feel the same.
And so, you know, it's one of those things that I really think Jesus is full of grace. He has that ability to make you feel wanted. You're wanted here. You're accepted here just as you are with all your shenanigans. And so, wow, thank you, William. What a beautiful sentiment. I'm so grateful for you listening and calling in today.
Thank you for being on air, and thank you for taking my call. I do appreciate your grace.
Oh, thank you. Wow. It was really fun. Really fun. So, moving along, we got to get to Jeff's story. We got Big Jerry West right here, and you don't want to make him mad. I don't want to get body slammed if we don't get him in here.
Action, yeah, action-packed hour here. You know, radio flies by. But yeah, so anyway, I was able to, you know, live out my dream, my gifting that the Lord gave me. That was prophesied to me by a young lady when I was in middle school. And so I remember just realizing that one day, and – you know, being on the air in Los Angeles, and that was my home base, and being on Chicago, New York, Boston, you know,
right,
50
you're
other
syndicated.
Cities across America.
Yeah.
Kind of like what you just experienced now. We're sitting here in, you know, South Carolina. You're talking to a person in Ohio. And just to be able to do that, and to be able to, when you say something and they call in to comment and they share their stories. And to me, radio has always been about the callers. And that's why I love talk radio, is because it's about listening to stories.
Right.
Whether it's their personal story or an opinion on something that's going on in the world, or perhaps a joke, or they're answering a trivia question. That's the magic of radio. I still believe in it. I still love it. And so that's why it's so much fun sitting in here. And so basically, we moved here in 2012 from the West Coast because I was like, it was time to leave. And so I really have to say, at first, I used to tell people, I'm going there to honor my wife because she wanted to move here to Morningstar. And so I really said, you know what? This would be amazing. So we end up moving here. But really, my wife, you know, I love my wife. She is awesome. I said to her, and she came to me one day and she said, you know, you said when you moved here, it was about moving to honor me. But really, this was to honor God. And it was really about, you know, your walk, right? And walking deeper with the Lord. And ever since I've been here, it's been amazing what's been happening here in the Carolinas and here at Morningstar. And I'm part of Army Rising Men's Ministry led by Tim DeZomba. He's an amazing man of God. So I'm finally at that point where, Lord, I'm walking out my true identity and walking in that confidence and walking in that strength. But I want to give it away to others. right? Because we can't give away what we don't have, but when we get it, we want to give it away. And there's that new love and that new excitement, right? And so being around these men here at the men's conference is amazing, because last night when I was watching Remember the Titans, I was sitting there. And that's all a movie that most guys have seen 10 times, right? We've seen it. You know, we're at home, we're in our Lazy Boy, we got the Doritos, and we're watching it. But I looked around last night, and I said, these men are hungry. And I just felt so blessed and so honored to be with a bunch of brothers that are sitting there watching this movie together. There was that unity. And I started thinking about the men that weren't there. And that, you know, next year there'll be more men, right? And so when we leave this place, we want to bring that excitement and that love of the Lord, but to be like that every day.
Right,
and
right.
So iron sharpens iron. So it's like, I mean, it's been amazing. I just love being here.
And that's what it does. And so what a lead-in for our friend here.
Yeah.
It's actually Wayne King, but his name was Jerry West when he wrestled. But the thing I want to – and he has – did I say it wrong?
Johnny.
Johnny West. That's right.
Johnny West.
Johnny
what
West.
What was your weight when you wrestled?
I was about 220.
Weighing in at 220 pounds. Yeah, I mean, that's the thunder.
But it was,
yeah.
You know, not my God's profession for me. It was in, out here, but over to my lifetime span, you know, not as some of my friends made a career out of it. But it was just part of my life growing up with it. And later on, God had the opportunity to get in at times, you know. But God has other directions for us in life.
Yeah, I
want to think you want to be this, but hey, listen to me. And God changed my life from. I explained to you, they live some bull riding. I've done that in my life.
That's
right.
He was a bull rider, a professional bull rider. Like, for real? He was at Gillies, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
They taught him like the urban cowboy, and then he got on the real animal. And then, it, you know, he wrestled in the ring, and there's lots of stories. Believe me, we got if we can have enough time to tell them all. But the story I don't want people to not hear is he's also a good friend, as you might imagine, of Nikita's. And so Nikita talked him into going to man camp. And man camp is a little different than the man's conference. You know, it's 5 days. It starts on a Sunday night. It ends on a Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm an alumni. We're going to have a meeting here of the alumni and man camp. But what happened after Wayne went to man camp is nothing short of miraculous. So if you could share that story with our listeners, like you finished man camp and then what happened?
Well, through man camp, it's experience and spending that time with God. And my experience with man camp, I had to deal with unforgiveness to a brother that you might as well say I put 6 feet under because of what happened in our family. But
yeah, this was his physical brother.
Yeah.
Not a spiritual brother, but I mean his literal brother, right?
But yes, and here.
Oh, we set that up beautifully to go to the break. So when we come back, like, oh my goodness. We can't give all the secrets of man camp up, but we're going to tell you that he was really hungry at the point in time that he was praying.
Yeah.
And so when we come back, we're going to hear the rest of this unbelievable story. Oh, my goodness, is it wonderful. Coming to you live from Morningstar at Man Up Conference today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we are having so much fun here at the Morningstar facility in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and Nikita Koloff's Man Up Conference, which has been going on since Thursday night, actually. It started, and so, you know, we're in the third day, and it's going to go tonight. And tonight we got a really fun thing I'm looking forward to. It's an alumni get together of all those who have participated in man camp. And so when we left our hero Jerry West / Wayne King, he had gone to Nikita's man camp, and he was praying by the lake. And we're not going to say what was going on because we don't give out those details about man camp, but let me just say he was really hungry at this time.
Yes, I had a hunger for the Lord, and So I stepped into Go-To-Man camp, and I was dealing with unforgiveness. And through man camp, there would they have a fest. And here I had my certain spot, my devotion time, and reading a certain book. And in that certain book, well, Nikita said the next morning, if you're not finished, have been released from your fast. The Lord hasn't released you. I told Nikita, I'm going to skip breakfast. I'm going back out and seek the Lord. And I had a feeling inside me that I just wasn't ready to be released from it. And so I went back out to continue my seeking, reading the Word. And at my certain spot, I'm a hunter and a fisherman. And here were some big fish that kept on distracting me, coming close to the shore. And there's a chapter in the book called Burnout. And I thought, that's my chapter. I have to get through this chapter, because it took me being burned out in the ministry. I wouldn't lead nobody to the Lord. I kind of slid away from things, got cold. And I had the fire had to be back into me. Well, here, all of a sudden, the wind started blowing a little bit. And there was a sweet, sweet fragrance that filled around me that you can taste it so strong. And here, the Lord started moving and took me back to 2001 when I lost my stepdaughter of cancer. I happened to be in the room at the time of her being received by the Lord. And the Lord came in that room with a sweetness, a strongness that you can feel and taste at His presence. And so here, with that, He was reminding me that, Wayne, I'm still with you as I was with you back then. And I turned to the fish that was still there, and like a half a dozen come above the surface. And here, and I thought I was getting mad at the devil, but I was getting mad at God, but God used those fish, represented men. And He was letting me know that I am still a fisherman of men. And when it came to be released from the camp on Friday at noontime, I had to travel 500 miles to Pennsylvania to face my brother face to face and let him know that I forgive you for what you have done to our family. But on the way to him, I got to West Virginia, and I received a phone call from my ex-sister-in-law, who I haven't talked to in years. And she called to let me know that she's got pancreatic cancer and to pray for her. Well, through that phone call, she received a miracle. It wasn't for healing, but she let me pray for her to accept Jesus Christ into her heart. I've tried to speak to her for years. God let me pray for her, to lead her to Jesus. And it's like, Lord, You're working already in me for leading her to Christ. And I got to my destination to face my brother. And as I told him, I forgive you. And he accepted that. And we embraced. But through man camp.
Yeah, well, let me dive into that just a little bit more, because I think it's really important for the listeners to know not all the details of your family, right. but the situation was that, you know, he was the caregiver for your last years of your mother.
Correct, yes.
And so is often the case, right? That you know, you felt like the care hadn't been what it needed to be based on selfish reasons.
Right. He did to her, you know, and therefore for me and my other brothers, anger built up. And it's like, you're not my brother no more, the way I felt, you know. But with the power of God to release that unforgiveness in me. Because, see, with unforgiveness, it doesn't hurt the other person. It bothers you and torments you. And it'll tear your health down completely until you release that. And it can affect the other person.
Yeah, the thing that I don't want anybody to miss, I hope, mm-hmm. that's so important is, wow, I can't get to you, but is that it's God that did the work.
It's God.
When you go to a man camp or you come to a man up conference, it's you or get set up to have these times with God, and what happens with Him is what changes your life.
Amen.
And you know, they're so wonderful that we got a chance to do this. We also had with us James Byersdorf. Say hi, James. And James was also a member of Man Camp, so you're coming tonight?
Yes, sir.
So welcome, James.
Wayne and I are Man Camp brothers.
Yes, you are, and we'll get to see you tonight. And we thank you so much for listening. Of course, we've got Nikita Koloff's going to be live at 12:30, so you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. Coming up is Encouraging Prayer with James Banks. So much coming at you on the Truth Network. Mm-hmm.